Are you an early riser by nature, or is this something that's out of your wheelhouse?
Oh, I'm definitely not an early riser by nature. I'm usually a night owl, but I've just kind of come to terms that being with a musician, it's just all the time now.
I know there's no good ideas that come after midnight, though, so...
Yeah, exactly, right?
Or maybe it's all the good ideas come after midnight. Do you write usually during the day, or is that usually a nighttime activity for you, Haley?
I actually do write quite often at night. I don't know what it is, but I personally, when I come up with songs, it usually happens at night. But then if I'm co-writing, it's usually in the morning. And sometimes I'll even have a dream and come up with an idea in a dream, something like that, and then I'm quickly trying to write it down. So
wow.
It's always different for me every time.
Yeah, how often does that happen to you?
It's very rare, and it doesn't always turn out the way I hope. Like, sometimes I'll have a dream, and I'll, like, quickly get up and try and write it down, and then I'll listen to it the next morning, and I'm like, okay, yeah, that should have stayed in the dream. It was too, clearly that was the reason why I was dreaming. And yeah.
Well, you know, you got to be honest with yourself, right? That's a good idea.
Exactly.
For sure. Well, you've had a big year here, 2023. You must be just excited about all the success you've earned this year.
Oh, thank you. You know what? Yeah, it's been really exciting, and it can be a hard and sometimes even isolating business. And I think, you know, sometimes you don't always see all the roadblocks and all the ups and downs it takes to get to those moments. So when you do get those moments to celebrate, you really got to soak it in because the music business, it's a slow grind.
What kind of advice would you give to an up-and-comer who's, getting on the road to music, regardless of genre? What advice would you give them starting out?
I would definitely say perseverance. That is something that I think, I guess it, in really any career, but the music business especially, you're going to hear the word no a lot, probably more than you're going to hear yes. But if you love music, if you have a passion for it, then I think the most important thing is just to continue doing what you love and sharing that with people.
Yeah, do what you love and success will follow, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's how I think, at least. And everyone's got their own version of success.
What's the most exciting thing that's happened to you so far this year, Haley?
I won the top of the country competition during CCMA week, so that was really exciting. And just the whole program, actually, just being part of it all the way from the top 8 down top 3, it was just a dream come true, and I'm so grateful for all the opportunities we got throughout that program this year.
Is that a nerve-wracking experience to be, you know, just waiting to win or not win something?
Yeah, it definitely was nerve-wracking. The three of us, Tegan Gaze and Noah Dirksen, who I love so much. We were all sitting kind of backstage. They held us back, and so all of us were kind of holding hands and had the jitters, but we were going to be happy, I think, for whoever it was going to be. And yeah, but it definitely is. The worst part, I think, is the waiting.
Let's talk about Damn You July. Tell me about that song. I'm intrigued by the title.
Oh, thank you. The song is really about reflecting back on this terrible breakup in one of the most beautiful months of the year, which is July. But it's the bigger theme of it is really just trying to deal with feelings after a breakup and reconciling with those feelings that that person's gone. But their memories is sticking around to all the things that you used to love. And so it kind of makes you resent all those things that you used to love a little bit. So yeah, I love to write songs that have a bit more of a deeper meaning to it. And I'm really excited that's kind of what we did with Damn You July.
Now, that was a co-write?
Yeah, it was a co-write. I wrote it with my friends Elias James and Rich Cloak, and they are wonderful and amazing people.
Yeah, Rich is amazing. And now he's from Burlington, so you guys are writing over Zoom, or how are you connecting?
Yeah, we write in Zoom quite often, actually, the three of us. Yeah, we wrote Damn You July in December, oddly enough. And so it's been so great getting to collaborate with them both. They're just fantastic writers and musicians, and Rich is also an amazing artist. So it's been really cool getting to create with them.
Well, you've got yourself on a pretty good trajectory of success here, Haley, stepping out onto the road with Tim Hicks next month.
I'm a huge fan of his. I'm really looking forward to opening for him and also just getting to watch his show every night. Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Now, getting on a tour like that is an exciting opportunity. Also something that you could possibly learn a few tools from. Would you be taking notes along the way?
Oh, absolutely. One of my favorite things to do is because I'm a music lover first, I think, before I'm a musician. Mm. And so I just love taking in live shows. And I think that's what's awesome about the career I get to do is I get to see live music quite often. And I love being a fan, but I also just love, you know, I think there's something you can learn from every artist and every artist's music, no matter what genre or what style they're in. And so I'll definitely be like a sponge watching from behind the stage.
Yeah, Tim's got a lot of tricks you could certainly put in your tool belt that'll get you further for sure. And so exciting to be on tour with him. And that's got a few Ontario stops, right?
Yeah, well, for me, I'm doing mostly the Alberta dates, but there's a fantastic artist named Dana Reed who is doing the Ontario date. So she'll be on that one. But he's going all across, I think, BC, Alberta.
Wonderful.
Ontario. Yeah, super cool.
So exciting. Well, you know, good luck to you and continued success. You're, like I said, on a beeline to success right now. We're so happy that you joined us this morning with Friday Live. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.